Hello out there.
Leah!
Mike!
Here we are together again.
Together, together, together again. Looking at houses together.
A neighborly move.
And it's the 17th of April, a Thursday, and it is the last day of our neighborly move. And, well, the neighbors are trying to figure out, well, what they can do with their contract, or at least Beth and Gil are trying to figure it out. And the landlord wants to know in A, how long do you plan to live here? So they're going through the whole contract signing process for a new apartment that they want to rent.
Yes, I understand that some contracts for rental may be 6 months. I'm not really up on all of these because I've always had one-year contracts wherever I live.
In the States, sometimes they have nine-month contracts when you live somewhere where there's a college.
That's right. I did have one of those now that I remember because I lived in, like, college housing.
Right. So that's for 9 months, and you have 3 months for the summer
they
where you don't live in that apartment.
They had a three-month contract, too.
Aha. So how long do you plan to live here? In your mind, how long do you estimate that you will live here? Beth says, we'd like to sign a year-long contract, if that's okay. So a year-long contract is already pretty good for a lot of people because that means that the renter is going to be there for a whole year.
And the rent won't change, and you don't need to move for a whole year.
And you don't need to think of a new person moving in or trying to find new people to move in. The landlord is happy with that. He says, fine by me,
fine with me.
That's fine to me. Do you know how to read this kind of contract? So, obviously, if we look kind of at the picture, even on page 40, it's a Chinese contract. So, do you know how to read it? Well, I don't personally, but Beth says, yes, we do. We've signed them before. It's no problem.
Oh, that's the contract that has the long lines and columns of Chinese characters.
Many contracts are like this, and this is for the rental contract for their apartment. And the main thing you need to know with these contracts for us foreigners when we come is that we need to have our chops ready. And we don't always need that. We don't use chops.
Chopsticks, wait.
No.
No, I can't see. There we are.
We don't use chops in the States. And a lot of other countries in the world, they don't use chops. But in Asia, you do. In Taiwan and China, definitely, you use a chop with your name, your three-character name on it. So you have to have your chop ready, and she has hers, so she understands that culture, and that's why the landlord says what he says.
Great. When in Rome, you guys know what to do.
So when in Rome, do as the Romans do. That's the quote.
The landlord didn't even finish the famous saying because he didn't need to.
He's already impressed. They already have it figured out.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do kind of means whatever the situation is for those who are normally in it, do it that way.
So if you go to a city in Rome, then you're going to eat the way the local Romans do instead of trying to eat every day your Chinese food. That would not be doing as other people do. So he's saying, I'm impressed. You know that when you're here in Taiwan, you need to bring a chop. And Beth says, we'll sign our signatures, too, and give you our passport numbers along with our ARC numbers. So she's offering some extra information about them.
Nice.
Which you don't necessarily always have to do.
No.
But she's giving extra information. ARC is an alien residency card. And foreigners who live in Taiwan legally have to have an alien residency card.